Anna,
Marcus, he's not on yet.
okay. It took three times for me. They kept saying we were blocked.
It took 5 minutes.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoth. Anabakoa Gedulachimin Satati Terra Alfred Kabelrinat amchasagvenu tacharenu nora ufreshayan sintet nun nagibor dorshe yehudcha Shamrei. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Barchem tacharem, rachamei sidkatcha, tamid gamlem. Betet resh, tzadi taf gimel. Chasim kadosh, Berov tuchah na'el adatah Het kuf bet, tet nunayin Yachid ge'eh lamcha p'nei Zokrei kedushata Yud gimel lamed, pei zayin kuf Shavatenu kabel Ushma tziakatenu yodea talubo Shin kufal tzadi yutav. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed L'Alafim, Noseyavon Wafesha, We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse is from Esha Yitro, and it's Pasuk 29. And we'll start with the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bitkidu. Urchimud, hilud, hilu, urchimu. Leachta, leshem, yud he, bavav he. Leyehuda, shalim, beshem, kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu, aleinu maasei, adenu konene, aleinu maasei, adenu konenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar, Bekamatar, Tanenan, Bekucha, Berichu, Koma, Deaved, Leila, Barnash Vidafya Leya Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakuhu Olada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itsterif E Alma. The energy of our current year, 5780, has a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. We reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both of these energies. Tonight we're studying Leviticus chapter 13, verse 23. Uim tachtecha tamod habacheret lo pasata tarevet ashtchin ki ticharo hakohen. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse in the Tanakh that we study that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shatan. Tachta willo yirgaz, od willo yosifu. Vene avla la'anoto ka'asher berishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta ezayo alada la awa heya yozalame behe ereyo hekome la awa kalayo la wawa pehela. Nulacha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 meyo ka, wa wa la, hey, o la, hey. Sa a la, re yo, a shi la, meyo hey. Wa hey, wa, da nu yo, hey, hey, shi, a me be. Nu nu a, nu yo ta, me be, hey, hey, wa yo. Nu me, hey, me, yo yo la, hey, re, hey, me, tsa re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he a nu wa ka me ta he he yo a nu da la he wa em he me a yo tsa la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me cha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo yawala hehe ta ako menuda anu yo hewa hewa me rehe a yo heza heshi he me ha ha wawala yo yo he sa ala re yo a ala me ta he wahe wa dala yo he yo shi ala me Nuhe a nuata me la he pe a yo. Nuko me yo re la me he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Ka he be me ka to a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the fourth day of Nisan, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg and Rabbi Yochanan Twersky of Rach Mishtrichta. We will now connect to the incense. Patahu Adonai Yohe Wahe Yoahe Da Wanu Heyo Eloheinu Shehitiru Avoteinu Lefanecha Et Ketoret Asamim Bezman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam Kasher Tzivita Otam Al Yad Moshe Nevi'ah Ach Kakatu B'Torata Vayomer Adonai Yohei Wahei El Moshe kach lecha samim nata Ushchelet behel bena Samim uvona zaka bad bad Yihie v'yasita Ota ketoret Rekach maase rokeach Mimulach tahor Kodesh v'shachakta mimena Hadek v'tata mimena Lisne aedud be'ohel moed Asher yivaned Lecha shama kodesh kadashim Tihie lachem Ne'emar v'hikir Ala lacharon ketoret samim Baboker, baboker, behetivo Ed hanerot yaktirena Uho alot Acharon ed hanerot Bein ha'arbaim Yaktirena ketoret Tamid lifne Adonai yohe wada Yohe da wanu heyo ledorotechem Tanu rabbanan betum haketoret Ketzad shalosh meot v'shishim u'shmona manim hayuva shalosh meot v'shishim v'chamisha k'minyan yemot hachama maneh b'kol yom machatzito Baboker umachatzito Ba'erev shlosha manim yeterim Shemechem Mahati ran le makeshet be'erev yom ha-kipurim kedei lekayem mitzvah daka min ha-daka ziyachad asar simamanim ha-yuvah ve'elu hein one ha-tari, two ha-tziporen, three ha-hevena, four ha-havona, mishkol shivim, shivim mane, five more, six suktia, seven v'shibolet, nerd, eight v'karkom, mishkol shisa, Asar shisa asar mane, nine koshtaim asar, ten kilufa shilosha, 11 kinamon tisha, borit karshina hashtasha bakabim, yain kafrisin, sein tilat bakabim. Tilataveim lo matza, yayin kafrisin bevi chamar. Kivar atik belach sedomit, rova ma'aleh hasham kol shehu. Ribinatan habavli, omer, ach kipad hayardem. Koshihi inatam badvash pasala eim chiser achat mikosim amanecha fayav mita. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer chatzari eino ela sarah panotef meatei haka orit karshina lemahi ba kidei l'shafot ba'ed ha-tziporen kidei shedeina ayayim kafrisin Lama hu vakede lishrod boet atzporen. Kede shedhe awan. Awa lachalo me raglaim yiafin la elashan. Machnisin me raglaim. Ba-mikdash, mifne ha-kavod. We will now connect to the abridged Kaddish. Which we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class tonight.
Itkadalit kadashime rabba, and we all say amen. Bialma divra kirute viam lich malchute bechayechon uviomechon uvechaye de kol beit Yisrael. Bagalal vizman kariv. It barach vish tabach vish pa'ar vish romam vish nase vish tadar vish tale vish talal shemei dekucha ve'ela min ko birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'nechemata da'amiran bi'alma Yehishlama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oh, say shalom, bim romal. Uya, say shalom aleinu, b'al kol Yisrael. Bim ru, amen. Our class tonight is a Zohar class. You will find the handout on the revealed wisdom matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. That landing page, when it opens up, please scroll down to Parashat Tzav, T-Z-A-V. When you reach that location, click on the link and it will open up a landing page. Please scroll down to section 9. And we will begin with Pasuk 62. We're going to say a whispered Baruch Shem, and then to say again the Lashem Yehud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu L'yachda L'shem Yudhe Bavadhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayihino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kononei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kononeihu. Pasuk 62 from section 9 of the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Tzav. When nefesh tachatze itkeri at Shabbat malkita, nefesh yitera d'Shabbat uyonek dileya. Nishmat chaim v'ruach tzikli v'inun neshama yitera ruach yitera al neshama v'ruach v'nefet nafsha v'inun avadim v'shaltim בגוף עד יומין בכל נשמה יתרה נשמת כל חי כתר בראש צדיק תהיו יום שבת וחי נשמה יתרה תהלל יא Te'inu naba ve'ima de'ala Itmar ayin lo ra'ata Elohim Zulatcha begin de'ihu Merkava le'alat a'alot de'ihu T'mekuse bela shalit Aleya Eina ugidayin lo rata. The translation. The nefesh of the Torah scholar is called Queen Shabbat, since it is the additional nefesh of the Shabbat, and its delight is the neshama of life and the mental ruach, which are the additional neshama, the neshama of all living, and a ruach additional to the neshama ruach, and the nefesh, the servants that rule over the body during the weekdays. The additional neshama is the secret of the crown upon the head of the righteous, who is the Shabbat day, Zerampin called the Shabbat day, whose crown comes from Abba and Ima. This additional neshama shall praise Yod-Heh, which are Abba and Ima, of whom it says, neither has the eye seen Elohim beside you. Since they are the chariot to the cause of causes, Arichanpin,
which is concealed and over which the eye has no power. Therefore, neither has the eye seen, even in Abba and Ema, who are his chariots, from whom the additional neshama of Shabbat is drawn, being the Keter of Zeranpin. My commentary. This is an esoteric pasuk. It is expressing code words as well as the root form of the various additional Shabbat souls, the Shabbat Nefesh, the Shabbat Ruach, and the Shabbat Neshama. Verse 63. Rucha Yitera Nahar Denafik Meden Miven Abba Ve'ima Umachalako Kamesh Be'ashenin Umate Lishtita Ve'ihu Tzadik Le'ashkot Ed Hagan Ve'ihi Nefesh Yitera Malchut. The translation: the additional Ruach is the river that flows from Eden, namely from between Abba and Ema. It is Zeranpin, the secret of the son of Yud-Heh, since it emanates from Yud-Heh, which is Abba and Ema, and its distance is a 500 years walk, that is the five sephirot of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod, that are drawn upon it from Bina, in which the sephirot are counted by the hundreds, thus amounting to 500 years. It reaches the sixth sephirah, that is righteous, namely Yesod, to water the garden, the additional nefesh connecting to Malchut. My commentary: this pasuk continues the esoteric pattern, including root and code words. It is helpful to learn the meaning of 500 years distance, as students of Kabbalah will come upon this term from time to time in the Zohar, as well as in other ancient writings. Pasuk 64. Neshama deshalta biyomim decholla al eved Hashem Ihi mikise hakavot Yemodiyuhu ha'bare matmitin Bohan shamot gezurot Mitachat kise hakavot Ruach b'shalta b'yomei t'chol al-evet Hashem. Ihi me'avda v'malkam ha'em tet k'alil shit sitrei mishna v'ihi shesh maya alot L'akise b'nefesh t'shalit l'cho ihi mikise din tzintan dalfon t'keled shebatzitzit t'amase livnaot ha'sefer Asapir aval barata de malka de pesach. Ihi nefesh hashichlit leil shemurim. Matza shemura beruach shimur likabeleya. Ihi yeh. translation. The neshama that rules on weekdays over the servant of Hashem comes from the throne of glory, which is the world of Briah, called the throne of glory. According to the explanation of the sages of the Mishnah, all the neshamot are cut from under the throne of glory. The ruach that rules during weekdays over the servant of Hashem comes from the king's servant, Memtet, of the world of Yetzirah. He includes the six orders of the Mishnah. The secret of his six sefirot, Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, Netzachot, and Yesod, by which he is second, the Hebrew word is Mishnah, to Zeranpin, and is the six steps of the throne. As Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, Netzachot, and Yesod of Yetzirah are the six steps to the world of Briah, called throne. The Nefesh, which rules during weekdays, comes from the throne of judgment, namely the world of Asiyah, from Sandalphone, the secret of the blue and the tzitzit, the fringes. It is the secret of paved work. The Hebrew word is ma'aseh, of a sapphire stone, derived from Asiyah. But the king's daughter, the mental nefesh of the wise student, is on Passover, the secret of a night of watchfulness, the Leil Shimurim, a guarded matzah, Shimura, as it is drawn from Malchut, called the Night of Watchfulness, and a guarded matzah, to add to her stature. The corresponding guarded ruach, the aspect of day, is a holiday, and the Shabbat day. They are remember and keep. The ruach is the aspect of remember, which is there on pin, the Sabbath day, and the nefesh is the aspect of keep, literally to guard, the malchut. The secret of the night of watchfulness and Sabbath night, being the nefesh of atzilut from malchut. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. The pasuk explains the root of the three levels of the additional Shabbat souls. Contemplate the pasuk on Shabbat and invite your additional souls into the meditation. Pasuk 65.
V'haki tachatze b'no d'malka u'matronita. Itkeriu Shabbatot v'yamim tovim v'leit lon midilchon v'la'o inun b'ali ba'ale v'laka pishar avadin v'no v'chulim agral dilchon.
Similarly, the Torah scholars, the children of the king and queen, whose nefesh is from the Malchut of Atzilut, and whose ruach is from Zeranpin of Atzilut, as mentioned above, are called Shabbatot and holidays, and have nothing of their own. The same as the Shabbat and the holidays, they are not working men like the other servants, people of the free worlds, the Briah, the Yetzirah, and Asiyah, which are in work days. Their reward in this world and in the world that is coming is to delight them with all sorts of victuals and drinks, and they are glorified with beautiful garments like the Shabbat, of which it was said to honor and clean. It is said to honor with clean garments. It behooves man to do everything he does for the glory of Shabbat and the holidays. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 66. Uman din chalel Shabbat chayav sekila vehakiman tishtamash v'daga halaf vehakihu hamishtamesh v'misheshone v'halachot din chalel Torateya with Kaishin Hamdase Leya Keilu Bemaze Shabbatot Umoadot Bilkmu Hamare Matnitin Vol Hamdase Et Hamoadot Keilu O fair Ba'akar. The translation. He who desecrates the Shabbat is punishable by stoning, and he who exploits the crown of Torah shall also perish. He who makes use of one who recites the halakha, who desecrates the Torah, and all the more so he who treats him with contempt, is as if he shows contempt towards the Shabbat and the festivals. The sages of the Mishnah taught us that he who treats the festivals contemptibly denies the basic doctrines of the faith. My commentary, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 67.
Uketvakavna Bikomane Beit Hamikdash Beitkari Ukodesh Haki kolinun dimshim shei talmidei hachamim itkariu kodesh v'talmidei derav deinun lakabel aivarim tegufa itkariyo Itkariu Kodesh Kodeshim Virazademila Karamizbechon Fehivdila Haparochet Lachem Bein HaKodesh Uvein Kodesh HaKadashim Memtet At hamishir yan dilach tarikin v'karvalon karbena kodem Hashem bekol elyah.
the translation as all the vessels of the temple are called holy, so are all those who attend on the Torah scholars called holy. The students of the rabbi correspond to the members of the rabbi's body. They are called the most holy, or the holy of holies. The secret of this is alluded to in the verse, and the veil shall be for you as a division between the holy place and the most holy. Memtet, you and your legions should bring them as offerings before Hashem every night. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. After midnight, Hashem enters the Garden of Eden to study Torah with the Tzaddikim. People who arise to study Torah at that time are brought as offerings before Hashem to study Torah with the various Tzaddikim. These groups are referred to as yeshivot. This is my opinion. Verse 68. Asiya lekabel aleya o malchut shamayim da kabalot yesurim di aniyut letachati ihu mavet legufa diviran din zona dioraita Ihu mizonat nishmeta berucha v'nafsha siklim v'inun kohen levi Yisrael kohen beyayud achma vaday levi beyayay Israel Beyadiat Vindalval Nefeshitara Hashem Beybatra Ramach Mitzvot Asevis Shinhe Lota Asevu Torah Tadam Hadahu Diktiv Zotatura Adam Vidakalil Shemad Miporash Yudhevavhe Ayu Oraita Mizonad Adam Tedaladantim Pileya Mizona Diveiran Rahama Uhamra Uvisra Vikomine Perot Zeliuma Ze Asa Elohim. The translation, the deed one must do in order to take upon himself the yoke of the kingdom of heaven is to take upon oneself the sorrows of poverty, which to the Torah student is the death of his animal body. The food of the Torah is the food of the mental, neshama, ruach, and nefesh, which are the priest, the Levite, and the Yisraeli. A priest has the yud in him, which is Chachma. A Levite has the hey, the tivuna. And Israel has the vav, the dot. The additional nefesh is the last hey of yud hey vav hey, malchut, including the 248 positive precepts and the 365 negative precepts. The Torah is man, zerantin, as it is written. This is the Torah when a man, the Hebrew word is Adam, Adam, which is 45 in numerical value, includes the four letters of Yud Hey Vav Hey, fully spelled with Aleph. The Torah is food for man with his four faces, the face of the lion, the face of the ox, the face of an eagle, and the face of a man, which are Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, and Malchut. Since man's face includes all of the four faces, this corresponds to the four kinds of food of the bestial body: bread, wine, meat, and all sorts of fruit. Elohim has made the one as well as, or corresponding to, the other. For bread corresponds to the face of a lion, namely Chesed; wine to the face of an ox, namely Geburah; meat to the face of an eagle, namely Tiferet; and the fruit to the face of man, which is Malchut. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. This explains why there are different blessings for the various foods. We also learn about the additional soul relationships. Pasuk 69, and this will be the last pasuk for this evening. We'll complete this on Thursday, Bezrat Hashem. V'tzarich barnash l'karba b'kol elya karban nafsha v'ruach v'nishmeta v'viran kadim Hashem v'yitu edeh v'yit v'adeh v'kama minei v'doyan v'yislach lon b'macha shavteya karbena kadam Hashem l'apaka lon The Kriyat Shema, Lekame Kutcha Berichu V'yati Ruheya Genatik V'yarkin Geliba Nefesh Yikaven V'yisrefata U'vishchita Uvin chi re rata dehawo nechirin. Tachana yayo hahidiktiv umalak et rosho maimol arpo velao yavil behainu dhe Utlata mitod ilen awokimara sumaka yeroka ukamadinun bakaved amara batholvinun kidlat kalipin. The translation. Every night a man should sacrifice offerings before Hashem pertaining to the bestial nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Man should also confess several kinds of confessions and raise them in his thought when reciting the Shema, in order to bring them out as sacrifices before Hashem, meaning he should concentrate on bringing out his Ruach, which pulses in the arteries of the heart. He should concentrate upon burning and slaughtering and piercing the Nefesh, like the priests who slaughtered by piercing, as it is written, and wring off its head from its nape, but shall not divide it asunder. This is strangulation. Here one takes upon himself three kinds of deaths: burning and slaughtering, which are considered slaying, and slaughter by piercing, considered as strangulation. These three deaths are red bile, green bile, and black bile, and they lie in the liver, the gallbladder, and the spleen. They are like the three shells of a nut. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. What is related in this pasuk is included in the Kabbalistic nighttime Shema. Also, the three piles will be covered in Parashat Pinchas. That's the end of verse 69. It's the end of our class. We're almost out of time. Does anyone have any questions? And while you're unmuting yourselves, I will mention that tomorrow being the first day of the week, Sunday, we will be teaching at a 7 a.m. West Coast time. We'll be making the connection to the fourth day of Nisan. And at 10:30 West Coast time, we'll be teaching about the Ketoret. And our advanced reincarnation class at 3 p.m. may also be teaching the Ketoret in a different way with Kabbalistic meditations. It's a powerful Sunday morning and afternoon. I hope you'll join us. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all Shavua Tov. Have a beautiful week.
You too.
Enjoy the party for Pesach. Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.